You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. Gas prices continue to slowly fall here in Wisconsin, with more here, Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell slightly over the last week, dropping 1.7 cents to land at $2.95 today. This is 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 27 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. We aren't the only state where prices declined. Officials at Gas Buddy say refineries have ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. There is an overall gentle downward trend across the country as summer progresses.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices have trended just under the statewide average for the past month, currently sitting at $2.95 per gallon. That's about 30 cents cheaper than the average price of gas last June. Who will run for governor next year? The current governor isn't ready to announce his plans yet. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature.
Currently, only two candidates have officially declared their candidacy. Republican Josh Showman and Democrat Zachary Roper are the first two in the mix. The Wisconsin DPI is making sure children are fed even while school is out for the summer. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
Funding for the free lunches comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. 98 schools across Wisconsin received a DPI honor for achievement, progress, or impact for last school year. The schools of recognition include Arcadia Middle School, Independence Elementary School, and Wanewoc Center Junior High School. Schools eligible for the recognition must be receiving Title I federal funding, meet or exceed expectations on the school report card, and meet or exceed 95% test participation among all students. You can see the full list of schools receiving recognition on the DPI website. Concern is growing over severe weather forecasting after Trump administration cuts decimated the agency that provides that service. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. And due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches.
June and July are historically the most active months for severe weather in Wisconsin. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NFL, day two of the Packers minicamp. GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jair Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The Crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back, and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Wanna Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a four-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, more of the same, scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.